Som nævnt indledningsvis har der fundet en række aflysninger af bilpræsentationer og prøvekørsler sted, dels på grund af skadebiler, og det var altså inden jeg skulle have haft dem til rådighed, samt nye biler, der strandede undervejs i skibstransporten på grund af konflikten i Mellemøsten. Jeg er ikke løbet tør for stof, men det betyder, at de kommende to samtaler finder sted på engelsk. Jeg har nemlig været i Madrid til 6. afdeling af Formel E-verdensmesterskabet, altså mesterskabet for de fuldt elektriske racerbiler, og her havde jeg mulighed for at tale med to yderst højtstående repræsentanter fra Nissan. Det var ingen ringere end Jordi Villa, som er chefen for den del af Nissan-koncernen, der omfatter Afrika, Mellemøsten, Indien, Europa og det såkaldte Oceanien, det vil sige Australien, New Zealand og omkringliggende øer. Den anden var Nissans motorsportsdirektør og Formel E-teamchef Tommaso Volpe, under hvis ledelse racerkøreren Oliver Rowland blev Formel E-verdensmester i en Nissan sidste år. Vi begynder med Jordi Villa, og jeg skal nok lige opsummere snakken sidste indslaget.
Jordi, you have a quite a big experience, but you have also experience from Denmark.
Yeah, exactly, because during a few years I was managing director of Nissan Nordics, and as a search I was running, among others, the Scandinavian markets and of course Denmark. And I was visiting, working with customers and dealers along the country, understanding the segments and the priorities, of course, of the Danish customer. But, of course, very...
You understand it?
Very... I managed to understand. And the influence of taxation into the structure of the market, logically. And frankly speaking, it was a good business. Also, we had some fleet and rental business, which was pretty interesting. And it's a beautiful country. I love to visit. And you have very good restaurants, by the way.
They are quite expensive, I can tell you.
I must say, it's true.
Anyway, we are going to talk about the combination of Nissan in general and the involvement in Formula E. What does it mean when you're on the market and you're going to sell the cars? What does it mean to you that they are also involved in Formula E and they furthermore have a world champion?
Our involvement in Formula E, in reality, is a statement. It's not a coincidence. It's deeply rooted in our strategy towards electrification. Not by coincidence, we were the ones to start the first mass EV production with the Nissan Leaf in 2010, when it was less popular to talk about EVs. And now we are fully on Tidus in this direction. On that sense, to concentrate our resources, our focus in the Formula E, which is a statement about the sustainability of the automotive industry and of the world, but also portrays our commitment to developing electrified solutions. It is what we want to do. We decided to do not a short-term program, but a long-term program. We are happy to be here. We are also happy to compete. And of course, we are very happy to be the current pilot world champion, but we'll keep looking for more.
Yes, because that is one part of it. Of course, when you're winning, you are happy about winning. But basically, the winner is the end user. That is the people who actually buy a car, which is developed in cooperation with this high intelligence which exists in Formula E.
This is absolutely true. What we call is here is the logic of doing that is we're also developing an expertise. Both ways, we bring the expertise of Nissan and EV into the Formula E, and we take the expertise that we get from the Formula E into the vehicles we develop. So it's what we call the road to track or track to road, especially in the understanding of the battery configuration, recharging characteristics, and a few others. So that's very important. More and more, our customers understand and appreciate this, and I would say also identify and correlate Formula E and Nissan. It's not only about winning races, as you mentioned. It's about, you can see here, a lot of activation, a lot of presence, a lot of communication, a lot of interaction, as we like at Nissan. We consider ourselves a bit of a family approach. We like to open discuss with our stakeholders, including media, of course. It brings the excitement. It brings the level of competitiveness, which we all like. No?
Passion.
Passion, for sure. Excitement, passion, which is there. Actually, when we are today talking about several colleagues of you and other stakeholders, but even customers, they all have one common denominator, which is the passion on cars, the passion on competition, the passion also on the innovation and technology. Formula E setup brings this smile because also it's a competition that allows proximity, a neighborhood with the pilots, with the team's principal, I would say more than other setups in the world. I think that's very much also goes very well with the Nissan approach. Our presence in Formula E is for a long run. It's a strategy to stay. What we bring, as I say, from track to road, road to track, it's going to be an interaction going on. What do we learn on the tracks to bring on the cars? What do we learn in the cars to bring to the track? It's going to be further enriching.
I thank you very much for this conversation.
Thank you to you. Tak.
Jordi Villa fortæller, at han også kender til det nordiske marked og det danske ikke mindst, fordi han har arbejdet her. Og jeg joker med ham, om han virkelig lærte det danske marked at kende, for det er for de fleste udenlandske chefer en meget svær opgave. Den fangede han godt, og det mener han, at han gjorde. Siden fastslår han, at Nissans deltagelse i Formel E er et statement, en slags programerklæring, der hænger sammen med Nissans elektrificeringsstrategi. Man vil synliggøre Nissans holdning til bæredygtighed, og man vil fortsætte i Formel E, også på den lange bane. Man er også passioneret omkring deltagelsen og konkurrencen, og Jordi Villa bekræfter, at man på den ene side er glad for, at verdensmesteren kører Nissan, men at de egentlige vindere er de bilkunder, der anskaffer en Nissan på grund af den høje grad af videnkompetence, som Formel E-sporten bidrager med. Han påpeger i øvrigt, at der er tale om en tovejssituation, hvor viden bringes fra Formel E til bilfabrikken, men også omvendt, at viden fra bilproduktionen benyttes i Formel E. Dertil kommer, at Nissan indtil i år er det eneste mainstream bilmærke, som deltager i Formel E. Tak til Jordi Villa for samtalen, som vi supplerer i det næste indslag gennem en snak med Nissans globale motorsportsdirektør og chef for Formel E-teamet, Tommaso Volpe. Hvis du vil se billeder og læse mere om Formel E, så besøg motorsiden.dk og formel-e.dk. Motorsiden.dk og formel-e.dk præsenterer sig Mazda, aktuelt med Mazda 6e, den fuldelektriske bil, der kombinerer design, teknologi og godt håndværk.